104.5 WRFU. I want to invite you to tune in every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. for the After Work Drive Show with your boy, DJ BJ Clark. I'll see you in the future.
In the future.
In the future. 104.5 WRFU.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another show of East to West. Man, am I glad that we can sit around the mic for the next few minutes and just again talk about love and hope and what that means to me, and hopefully what it means to you as well. We know that this in this world, we can definitely use more love, especially after the recent events this week. We'd just like to take a moment and send our thoughts and our prayers to all the families affected by the shootings down in Atlanta. We just send our prayers and just hope that there can be some peace and reconciliation and just whatever comes out of this, that it, Lord, you just be with them and carry on and just love them and take care of them and protect them and just help them to just understand, if possible, why their loved ones are no longer here and why such horrible things happen to so many people. And it just seems like more and more these days, it's just more and more horrible, violent acts are being committed. And just, it's just how this lack of, I don't know, just considering the humanity in each one of us is just, it's just being trampled on. That whole idea of loving your neighbor and loving, you know, your strangers and caring for those and just, I think that's all just being trampled on. And I think it's just being set aside, and we've lost the significance of what it means to truly love one another. And so today, the last couple of weeks at my church, Pastor Justin has been speaking on I am statements. And so he's been working out of John chapter 15, the first few verses. But I'd also like to expound on that. So I'd like to start off by just kind of going through what these verses mean and what they are to me, and then how these verses really set up what comes next. Because back in chapter 14, it says, we'll start with 14, verse 31. It says, when he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. It says here in verse 34, it says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are to love one another. By this, people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So that's in chapter 14. So to set the context up, Jesus is having his last meal with the disciples. This is the night before he's betrayed and goes to the cross and dies. So he's trying to, I guess, do a summary of his last 3 years with them and to just to help them get a good foundation for when he's gone and then they start to carry on. You know, so he's talking about love. He's just, the whole theme here is love. He's talking about it. In verse 14, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, let nobody comes unto the Father except through me. And then he says, you know, he talks about that he loves us so much that he's not going to leave us alone when he goes. He's going to send a helper. He's going to send the Holy Spirit to help guide us and teach us and guide us on this rocky road of life. You know, and it says that, you know, he just talks about love. It just continually keeps talking about love. And what a great point that Justin made this morning is that when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, he washed all their feet, including Judas. Even though he knew Judas was going to betray him, and ultimately lead the men to him that are going to carry him off to his death, he still washed his feet. You know, how many times do I look back in my life and I just, you know, have seen people or have met people and I just think, oh, they're just going to mistreat me. They're not going to treat me right. So I've just walked away multiple times. I've just walked away and not taken the chance to have that opportunity to show love to them, you know, and